Hi,
Hello.
hello. How's God, Jesse?
Good. I've made it home in time.
Well, thank you for taking the time and sticking to that. Yeah, like, I mean, three would have been too early. I was on the road trying to get back to the city. Lots of stuff to do, so
we're here.
here.
Gotta have the
Here,
wine. Gotta have the wine in your hand, right?
yeah.
Have you
Usually
got
it's tequila. Yeah.
have you guys ever seen that
Yeah.
show? What was it? It was a Cougar Town, where they had she would have like this big glass, I mean huge glass of
Yes.
wine. Okay.
Yeah,
That was what's her name from Friends?
Courtney Cox.
Oh, yeah, Courtney Cox. Yes. Yeah, she'd have that huge
Oh my God, a
glass.
whole bottle of wine fit in there?
That's right.
Probably
Bless
right.
them.
My daughter loved Friends and she'd watch it all the time.
Oh, I'm starting
Yeah.
to watch it. Remember our last interview? Since I've been watching that.
Yeah.
So did I'm sure
So.
Danita kind of told you how it works. What we're doing right now, we're going to talk and listen to your guys' music.
Yeah.
Yes, absolutely.
You guys drink wine and
Okay.
I had tea, but I don't have any left. So
Just see garçon, garçon, more tea here. Yeah.
I'm in the studio and this is where the kids aren't listening, so I have their Christmas presents hidden back here, so they can't come in here right now.
Oh, not allowed.
Nope.
Sneaky.
So
That's good.
they're like peeking in the windows, just trying to look to see if they could see anything.
Well, we were kids once. We knew all about that.
Yeah.
Oh yes. I found some stuff I probably shouldn't have digging in my mom's stuff.
Oh gosh.
And I will get us started because I have a feeling this could be fun. All right, everybody, this is the Georgia Songbirds, and we're here with Miss Danita and Shelly from the band Sugar and Spice.
Hello.
Introduce yourself, guys.
Hi. We are Sugar and Spice. My name is Shelley Dubois, and
I'm Danita Lynn.
we met 10 years ago, and we started writing right away. And then about 3 years after that, we decided to brand ourselves as Sugar and Spice and started performing as the duo. And then we decided, you know what, we feel we have some great songs to be recorded. So we started recording and putting out music in 2019. And we're from Edmonton, Alberta, Canada.
A,
Yeah, I was gonna do that. A,
that's
yeah.
good. They always answer
It's all about the A.
a
All about the A. Yes.
boot. No boots there, no boots.
Yeah, out west we don't say boot, we say about. Yeah. And we've been performing around the province of Alberta here in Canada. And we actually record with some gentlemen from Covington, Georgia, actually,
You're
called
not far from
Tune
me.
Design.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we have a this is our second connection with Georgia. This is quite
Yeah.
interesting that we have
That
this
was pretty
connection.
cool.
Yeah, so and we have been nominated 4 years in a row with the International Josie Music Awards out of Nashville. And this year, just a couple of months ago, we won an award for Country Song of the Year for our song, A Different Kind of Rush.
Well, congratulations.
So thank you.
I'd say my first view of Canadian culture was a movie with Rick Moranis called Strange Brew.
Oh, yes.
So everything I think about Canada is A. Oh, you know, A. It ends in A.
Hey, yeah.
I had a lady on here. She's from Canada, which there's a lot of Canadians that come on the show. And I shouldn't say I'm surprised, but it's cool to see the kind of music that comes out of Canada. And between her accent and mine, it was funny because I knew she had the a boot and the A, and it came out really thick. And I'm like, they're going to laugh at that and at my country ass. So we're going to have fun.
Yeah, when we were in Nashville, we always get say it again, eh?
Yeah.
Well, if you all y'all ask for it, sure can.
Yeah,
Right.
you were really good at that, y'all.
You want to get really
Leave
country, say
it
yuns. Yuns.
right
I tell you, has a
back.
worse accent than any of us is I know a girl from New Jersey. I could not understand a word she said.
New
She,
Jersey.
oh man, she, my bassist is from Boston, and sometimes he'll bring out his thick Boston accent when he's talking about his mom. Like, oh my God, mom, I can't even do it. But she was so thick. I was like, what the hell are you saying? And this is coming from me.
Oh man.
That's like our Newfoundlanders.
Yeah, some of them.
She could talk so fast, she could talk a cat off of a fish truck, eh? Yeah, like, I can't do it very good, but yeah, you can't understand. There's a lot of them. Yeah, the further they are away from St. John's, the big city, out towards the edge of the rock, the less you can understand them.
Yep.
So it's funny, that's your East Coast, our East Coast, right?
Yep.
So
interesting. That's very interesting. Very interesting.
That'd be the way the world leans then, because you're right, because the West Coast, they don't really talk that way, because California's got like their own style. It's all
like,
you know, I never noticed that. Now I'm gonna have to dig into that, because I'm curious, is it all East Coast of the world?
You're smart.
I'm SMRT.
You're smart, man.
So which one is sugar and which one's sugar, which one's spice?
We never tell. We get asked that every time. And that's the fun thing about being called sugar and spice.
Even my mom, my 96-year-old mom this morning, I was there and she said, so which one is which, sugar and spice? I said, depends on the day. I said, we never tell. And how much tequila we've been drinking. Who knows? Or wine. Who knows?
When my granny was alive, she had her sisters. We all just piss and vinegar. Wasn't sugar and spice. It was just piss and vinegar. I heard that
before. Well, I'm surprised you guys have that saying there too. Because, piss and vinegar.
Full of piss and vinegar.
I remember we're gonna get, as you can tell, we get sidetracked. You guys have to let me go. You know the rules.
Really?
I remember going to a family reunion with my granny, and we were driving to Mrs. Winter's. It's like, I don't know if you have that there, but it's like, it was here. It's like a fried chicken, sweet tea, stuff like that, Southern food. And we were getting, order her food through the drive through. They used to have like gallons of sweet tea that they would sell you for stuff like that. And I remember my granny clear as day. We got up to the front. She goes, I want that good sweet tea. I don't want that shit you sell anybody else. So that tells you a little bit about my granny.
And you know what? That's senior citizens can say that, right?
And get away with it.
She everybody wasn't a senior citizen yet. She was. That's just how she was. She used to cut her grass, nothing but a bathrobe. And I mean, when I say nothing but a bathrobe, I mean nothing but a bathrobe. And she's out in the street pushing the grass with the wind blowing her ass up in the air. She didn't care.
That's awesome. I love that already.
She had a shirt that says, I still got it, but nobody wants to see it.
Sound like she was a fun lady.
Fun.
Oh, everybody that knew her loved her. Everybody that had to live with her understood she was crazy as hell.
Yes, I get. Yep, from the little bit you've said, I can imagine. Yeah.
So
living life.
Danita, I know you do the Dirt Road Angels too. So how do you guys get about playing around? Do you guys get to kind of tour, play around locally? What do you guys do?
You mean to fit both in or what we do? Well, we make it work somehow. I mean, we have busy, busy lives, but right now our priority is like writing. We've been writing like crazy and recording soon.
Yeah.
But as when we have a show coming up in December, like
Saturday.
This Saturday, a big Christmas party. It's my hometown area. They put on a big Christmas party for all the businesses there for their employees. They buy them tickets, whatever. So it's pretty big event, and it's sold out every year. So we've been asked to do about an hour and a half before the band goes on.
Yeah.
Just the two of us, you know?
Yeah.
So we're going to do what we do.
And when she's busy, like if she's got something with Dirt Road Angels and if we get a call for Sugar and Spice, well, you know, it can happen or vice versa.
Yeah.
You know, so you just have to, you have to take it with a grain of salt and just go, okay, can't get upset about it because there's other girls, and probably remember from their interview that they're into other projects as well. Yeah. Right. So that's just the way it works. Everybody has to just keep busy.
It's not like it used to be. Like when I was growing up and the bands in the area were all, they'd all the same people in the same band. If somebody wasn't available, they just didn't take the gig. Now there's, musicians who are all like freelancers and play with everybody else. And it just makes it like a real juggling game.
Yeah.
Which isn't easy, but somehow that's the time. So that's what we do. We just have to do it.
Sometimes you got to go down the list of phoning a bass player or guitar player, and you start with your favorites. And then you're like, oh man, do I have to call this guy? But we're at that point.
He's got an attitude. He's a diva. We do have lists of musicians now, because our main guys are usually booked with other people if you don't get them right away. So we just make it work. And I think September we did get asked for a gig, and I was already booked with the girls. So
we miss out on a few things.
I need a clone.
Yeah. Right.
Sometimes more a clown.
AI.
Maybe I'm more of a clown sometimes, but I need a clone. Clune. I think the accent.
So you just need to bring Sugar and Spice as the opening act for Dirt Road Angel, or vice versa, so that you're already there.
Oh, they just boot me off the stage after.
Yeah, exactly.
I went to a concert. My wife took me to Tanya Tucker here in Georgia. She came in to play, and they had an opening act for it. I can't remember the band's opening act now, but the guy that was doing the opening act, as soon as it was over, jumped on the keys and started playing keys for Tanya Tucker. Oh. I'm like, that's pretty smart.
Cool.
Yeah.
She's awesome. But yeah, that works sometimes.
Yeah, exactly.
So you guys both are pretty talented songwriters. You guys write out together, right? A lot, separately and together. So
yes.
See, I'm a songwriter. I love stories. I love how that works, because my band, I finally got them in kind of the role of wanting to write songs. It's something that they that songwriting bug. And they sit down. Jesse, I got an idea for you. Okay, what do you got? All right, there's this house. And these people were poor. What do you got? And then that's kind of our songwriting session. And then I had to come up with a song, which I did. But so kind of walk people through your guys' process on songs and stuff like that. I know it's different each time.
It is. Like, for example, last week, we were out at, we call it the ranch. the acreage. And, like we're out in the country and nobody to disturb us. And we,
3 bottles of tequila, 2 were not full.
And it was only 2 days.
It continued.
Yeah. That's how we roll. It's our creative juice. The more we drink, the more creative we are. Anyway,
we think.
Yeah.
But not always.
But, we were kind of working on the next song that we're going to record. We had like kind of some downtime, and I said, I heard this song on the radio the other day, and it's called Cowboys and Plowboys. And I said, what about city girls and cowgirls? So, and we went, okay. So I wrote down everything about city girls that they like to do.
Cause she's a city girl.
And, Danita wrote down everything about cowgirls, and then we wrote down their commonalities, if there was any. We wrote that sucker in half an hour.
Nice.
I think that's the best
we've ever done. Yeah. So that one came out really quick, and then we've had other songs like the one that we're going to release in the new year. It's called Starting Tomorrow, and it's about procrastination. Well, we procrastinated with this song.
Well, when we first got together, I have this pile of songs that I've started, and they just kind of sat on the shelf because I was touring with a band. And then when we got together, I'm like, well, what about like this? You know, I had some with melodies, I had some without melodies. This is a melody girl. I could put lyrics in front of her and she pulls off a melody to it. So it's like a yin yang, you know,
you're the yin to my yang,
my rhythm to my melody.
Yeah.
The sugar to your spice.
Good one. So a bunch of these songs came back up and we worked together on them, and we'd edit and finally, you know, massage them. And working with Tune Designer too was a marriage made in heaven for us, because some of the
melodies that they come up with.
She listens to a melody and she'll say, hey, I think we have lyrics that
got lyrics to that. Yeah.
This is our third song that this happened.
Yeah.
to have to work with.
Yeah. So, yeah, so that's, so that one we, like, Danita had wrote many years ago, and then 10 years ago we worked on it.
Oh yeah, that's right.
And it's kind of had, it's been a process with this one. And like I say, it's about procrastination.
Starting tomorrow?
Starting tomorrow, well, we'll work on that.
Starting like 10 years.
Yeah.
Lots 13, of tomorrows.
13 years. No, 10 years.
Lots of tomorrows.
So it'll be 11 years when we release it. Yeah.
I think it's going to be a good one though, man.
Yeah.
See, I like that story because a lot of times songwriters think that there's an expiration date on your songs. And there's not. I got to say, I've got a song that I wrote literally 14 years ago that I haven't finished. And the idea of it was simple. It's called Sax in the City. Not played off the Sax in the City. It's a saxophone. I love
Sax
saxophone.
In the City. Sax
in the City. So it's a date night song.
I love that. Tongue in cheek stuff is my forte. I love that.
I just can't figure out the melody. So that's the one thing I'm like, I've got, I'm like you, Danita. I'm really good with lyrics and I can do an okay melody. But melody to me is one of those things that's such a talent that I have to work at to try to figure it out. Because I'm blues. I love blues music. I love country music. So tell us, you mentioned Tune Designer. What exactly is that?
They are 4 or 5 guys. How many are there? There's John, there's George, Preacher, and Red. So there's 4 of them. And they got a really sweet gig going on because what they're doing is they pre-record a whole bunch of tracks. It could be modern country. It could be just country, traditional country blues, country rock, blues, and gospel. And what they do is they create these tracks and they record them and then they put them on their website to sell. And when you buy a track, it is now yours. They don't take any copyright interest in it at all.
It's yours.
And they're doing this like globally. So they are selling, they're recording these tracks and they're selling them. And also what you can do is they will record what you want, of course. And if people are living around there, you can go to the studio and actually record. So there are songs that where we came up with the melody and everything. And what I would do is I would record us singing the song. And then I'd tell him the instrumentation that we'd want. And then also, what's the other part of it? Instrumentation. Oh, and what they would want is sending them a song that kind of sounds similar to that melody that you're playing. And every time it's bang on what we want.
Yeah.
They send it back and we're like, holy shit, how did they do this? Holy bleep.
Yeah, you ain't got a bleep out here. Trust me, I haven't drank wine, but I'm not going to be. I'm foul mouth. There's a little button that when I release, he says E. I just click on that, and we're good.
We really want to go to Georgia one day.
Oh yes, absolutely. Especially now that we know about your podcast
and
your
guys there, like around the area.
We were hoping to meet them in Nashville at the Josie Music Awards, but they weren't there this year. So actually. Nashville's not that far from Georgia, is it?
Nope,
15-hour drive.
Well, I'm 3 hours from Georgia. I'm in North Georgia, so I'm 3 hours from Nashville. I'm not following. So I've been there.
Oh, okay.
I played in Chattanooga, which is like an hour away. Atlanta's like an hour south, and Chattanooga's an hour north. That's where I'm at.
Oh, okay.
So, like I said, Covington is probably about an hour with traffic for me.
Okay. Not very far.
Nope. And guys come on to Georgia. I tell everybody when you come here live, you can get one or two places. I'm the studio that I'm building. Hopefully by next Christmas, I have it done. That's my goal. I'm going to push myself to do it. I'm doing it myself. So I'm building everything. I'm out of time, I'm out of money. I just got to do it. The second place, if you guys ever go on to the Georgia Songbirds Facebook, you'll see a picture of a gazebo with chairs and a guitar. That's right outside.
Okay.
That is where I record guests. Sometimes they come in, we go up there, we talk, we play live. That's always fun.
Okay. Yeah.
I saw that. Yeah. That looks like a lot of fun.
Yeah. I, I posted today, I went and liked your page and your Instagram, and then I posted on our social media and I tagged you. So and I kind of looked around your page a little bit, listened to some of your other podcasts. Yeah, as well.
Thank you. Thank you. There's
very cool what you're doing.
Yeah. I realized the other day we've been doing it for 4 years. I didn't realize it'd been that long.
Wow. Oh, wow. Yeah. Well, you got lots of content and podcasts. Yeah.
Yes.
We're planning on.
Yes, we're going to do a podcast.
Oh, nice.
Oh, yes.
We're kind of excited, actually.
Yeah, exactly. So then we'll have to interview you on our podcast.
Absolutely. I'm more than down to do that.
That'd be freaking fun.
So what awesome. Are you guys going to do about? You got an idea for it yet or anything? Go ahead and promote it. I don't care.
Yeah, it's going to be like just sugar and spice, our potty cast. Potty cast, because we can get potty mouth sometimes.
Yes.
And we'll be drinking tequila.
Yes.
Checking out, being connoisseurs of tequila and wine, you know. Depending.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, sugar, spice, wine, tequila. There's a softer side.
That's right. And we just want to talk about all sorts of different subjects. Lots about music. About women issues, women in country music, women in music in general. And just family life. Just all sorts of different topics.
Yeah, we can be funny, but we want to, you know, get some serious topics as well.
Yeah.
Stuff that people can relate to, like, mm-hmm. you know,
yeah.
in our music world and our home world.
Yeah. So we'll be putting that all on our YouTube channel. We right now on our YouTube channel, of course, it's just our music. And we did some, we did live shows, go lives during, you know, that time when the world had to stand still.
Pause.
But we did live shows. And so we recorded them. So I uploaded those to our YouTube channel as well. So the whole YouTube channel will be like stuff like that, our music videos, and also we'll be doing the podcast on there as well. So,
okay. Well, I'm going to officially invite you guys to something else that we do, the Georgia Songbirds. And it's usually the band. So you talk about potty mouth. You know how with your bands, everybody, it's every other word's a cuss word. So there's a series. If you looked on the website or on the social media stuff, you probably saw a thing called Have You Heard? And what that is it's usually the band. We just come together after practice, and then we just try to stump each other with songs from bands that we haven't heard. And it's just really fun. It's so much fun. We did about an hour. It's so much fun that we're going to start doing themes. And one of them is going to be an inappropriate edition of Have You Heard, which means we're going to find horrible songs that are just nasty and dirty and do that episode. So I'm inviting you guys to come to do this. I'm gonna figure out how to do Zoom, and I'll have to invite you guys in so that they can hear and we can.
Oh,
see
that would be awesome! I have a song. Oh my God, I'll have to find it. But my husband played it for me a couple weeks ago, and it's a song from the 1930s. It's a black woman singing it, and like they used to do. There's some movies that we've seen where a lot of black people like the mute where they used to hide it, kind of. Be in secret halls and stuff
underground
mm-hmm. whatever, but some of the songs, the lyrics, I'll have to ask them about it and send it to you so that you can dump your bandmates, because
absolutely
it talks about like TNA and a lot of it.
Seriously?
Yes. And the P word too. So
really 1930.
Oh yes, in 1930.
We think we've progressed.
So but... that would be one for you to stump your bandmates.
Send it to me. I will absolutely play it. Absolutely.
I got your email.
Yep. And you sent it to me. So let's get into one of your guys' song now. I'm sure it doesn't have TNA and all that stuff in it, but which song do you guys want to share first?
Sorry.
Well, we do have one called A Good Lie. He's okay.
There you go.
Yeah, A Good Lie.
That's kind of a tongue-in-cheek.
Yeah, it is.
Sassy, Yeah, just everybody says about a white, talk about a white lie, you know, but sometimes there's just these times when you don't want to hurt somebody's feelings and they say, well, how does my hair look? You know, like, do my ass look big in these pants kind of thing? Or
how about the skirt? Does it look too
trashy?
Too trashy? Or, you know, like, yeah, you know, I owe you money. I'll pay you back tomorrow. Yeah, sure you will. Mm-hmm. Or there's no more ice cream in the ice cream truck. When the ice cream truck used to come around and playing their little song and the kids wanted ice cream, like, well, no, they're out of ice cream. My daughter is it's just, you what? You told us there was no ice cream left in the ice cream truck. So mm-hmm. there, these kind of lies are, we talk about these lies.
Yeah, a little tongue-in-cheek stuff.
Yeah, a little tongue-in-cheek. And it's a song that we wrote from the ground up. It was written in one day and with a lot of tequila.
In Arizona.
In Arizona. Oh,
can't go wrong there. Just can't go wrong there.
Yeah. So a good lie.
I had you guys tell that story. It reminded me of something about a good lie. My ex-wife asked me one time if she looked good in a dress. And I was 20-something years old. I should have learned better, but I didn't. I was like, red wasn't her color. I'm sorry. It wasn't her color. Like, no, you don't look good in red. When I got divorced, she had a book of complaints that she gave to the judge.
A book.
Holy.
that kind of tells you. And I'm like, what? I was like, come on, whatever. But you know what? I ended up winning custody of my son. She had to pay me alimony. So that kind of tells you a little bit about it right there.
Oh, yeah. Wow. Yes.
Right. All right. So yeah. I'm on mute us and play a good lie.
It's in your back pocket whenever you need. Think on your feet at lightning speed. Gotta be smooth, sweet as honey. good life, a good life.
Touching the screen to mute this time.
See, I wish I could do video. You guys, because I only do the audio, but you guys are having such a good time. I always ask, you like to listen to your own song? But I can tell you guys are sitting there singing it and dancing it. And Danita, you can tell Danita drinks some wine. She got her fan with her.
Getting
the
hot flashes going on.
There's your next song, Wine and Hot Flashes.
Yeah. Yes, those would be made up on the fly.
I like tongue-in-cheek songs. I think that was such a good, cute song. I liked it. You had so much fun.
Yeah, we had lots and lots and lots and lots of fun
writing that one. Yeah, that was. Yeah.
So did the neighbor. We were in a trailer. What do you call it?
It was a resort. Have you ever seen those resorts in Arizona? Those park trailer
park models
and motorhomes and whatever in those resorts in Arizona. Well, Danita and her husband had a park model, and my husband and I were living in our motorhome at the time, and because they had a place already at this particular resort, that's why we went there and stayed the winter. And just being out in the sunshine, going to Mexico, getting some tequila, bringing it back and writing songs.
And our neighbor had to hear the song how many times?
Oh, yeah. Well, Tequila Christmas.
Oh, that was the,
right. Tequila Christmas. Oh, God, up. Yeah. That's on our YouTube channel.
It's not like we drink a lot. It's just that we drink. Lots. No.
Some days it's a lot and some days not as much.
It's fun.
It's all fun. Yeah.
You guys remind me of the story. When I was younger, I went to play at there's a place here, or it was in Kennesaw, called Cowboys. It was like an old bar that people would come play music. And I don't know if you guys remember that is something called a Colgate Challenge, where you could play like your song and you could get up on stage. Well, I took one of my songs up there and the building caught on fire. So I didn't get to play, obviously. So me and the family, that was me and my son. We were separated from my ex-wife. So it was me, my son, and my mom. I think my sister went too, and her kids. And we went to Florida. And I remember, because one of my favorite drinks is Lynchburg Lemonade. It's Jack Daniel's, triple sec, sweet and sour, and Sprite. It's really, really good. And if you guys ever go to like Daytona, there's a place called Pineapple Willie's, and the big glasses we were kind of talking about, like the wine, they make this of liquor. So I already had one of these. I was drinking this. I almost fell off the balcony, but my guitar caught me. And so my Gibson has got like scars on it now from when we hit it. So I'm going to the beach. So I decided to take my ass to the beach with my guitar, because for whatever reason, I always wanted to play on the beach with a guitar. I just wanted to do that. So I get there and I'm playing. And my son, who was 10 at the time, he came up to me. He was worried about me. Daddy, okay? I was like, I'm all right, son. Let's go back. So I start walking back. And you guys know, if you have a guitar, people always want you to stop and play.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, you got to remember, I'm already drank like a shitload of alcohol. I'm already kind of tipsy. So I'm walking back. And of course, these people, they're young guys, like, oh, it's a young couple, come play some music for us. I was like, all right, but you got to buy me beer or got to buy me a drink. So I'm drinking Lynchburg. So they kept giving me Lynchburg lemonade. I was so drunk. I played the same song for 2 hours. They didn't care.
Everybody else was drunk, obviously.
They were. Because I couldn't remember anything else. It was the only one I was playing.
No, how about I sing you this one? You already sang it. I'll sing it again.
So there's people outside, like in the hotel, out on the balcony, just singing and dancing to the song because they heard it so many times.
Oh, that's so fun. That's fun.
Everybody's just having a great time. Yes. Yeah.
At least you remember it.
Yes.
You remember the memory.
I do remember the memory. Park. Yes.
Yes.
There's a song there. I'm writing it down.
Oh,
remember the memory. I don't know. Maybe it is.
You remember?
I don't know.
That's what I love about music. It brings everybody together. And their stories usually start with I was drinking and I picked up my guitar.
Yes.
That's how we came together, actually, because that many years ago, 11 years.
Yeah.
My mom, who was a huge country, a music supporter. I grew up with a family of fiddle players. My grandpa, my grandma, all the uncles and aunties, they played something, fiddle, guitar, piano, accordion. They all played. She plays accordion.
Do you really?
Yes, I do. Oh, yes. Okay. That's another story.
We're coming back to that.
Yeah, we'll come back to that. Yes.
So she dreamed of getting this little music festival started. So she started this jamboree. She called it Mini Nashville Jamboree. And that was like 20 some years ago now. It's only 2 years, I think, they haven't done it. She's 97 almost. So, but it went really well for quite a few years. And 10 years ago, almost 11, I had gone to play to sing, and my brother accompanied me, and she had gone to play. And we got together after the event. We thought we'd just, they usually do a little jam on the dance, like on the floor, for anybody who's hanging around, musicians. And so we did that. We went in a circle, and your cousin Claire was there. And
So a little bit of history here, like the little town in northern Alberta is called Plamondon. And my dad is from that town as well. Not the same last name, but because Plamondon's named after a lot of Plamondons.
It is actually named after my great grandpa settled in the community, settled there in the middle of nowhere.
And he dragged my ancestors, my great grandfather out there, plus many more. So my main name is Duperin. So they all settled in this one area and they named the town Plamondon.
After my grandpa, great grandpa's last name. Yeah.
So we have many common relatives there, but we're not directly related. So we're sisters. So my cousin, who was involved with this festival that her mom started, she had invited me out to this festival many times. So 11 years ago was the first time that Danita had come out. I'd met some of her brothers and stuff. And I was like, who's that up there singing? And they said, oh, that's Sid and James's sister. And I said, oh, well, she can sing really well. So then when we were jamming that night, we were sitting beside each other and we hit it off. And we're like, where do you live? Edmonton? I live in Edmonton too. So it just started from there, and we started getting together all the time, writing. But
we knew all the same songs that night. So I'm like, okay, I know the lead to that one. Well, I know that one too. Okay, well, I'll sing harmony to you.
Yeah.
You sing harmony to me on this one.
Exactly.
So yeah, it was a pretty solid friendship right from the very start.
Yeah. And so, yeah. And then I never drank tequila till I met this one. So I would drink margaritas, but I would never shoot it straight out of a shot glass.
I'm so proud of her.
I've come a long way.
Man, you're big thumbs up now.
See, that's what I love. It's very serendipitous when you hear stuff like that for how you guys meet. I mean, luckily, it's not the Hatfield and McCoys and your families hated each other, because then you'd be in trouble. No.
It's the French version. Yeah.
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
No, see,
that goes back to again, where music just brings people together. And any songwriters, a lot of songwriters listen to the show. So any songwriter listening, you got to take that chance and meet people. If you're having a good time and jamming is some of the most the funnest stuff I've ever been a part of. It was just jamming around with other bands or playing. We did shows and we did all that stuff. And I love hearing that. I love being part of that. So that's so cool.
Yeah. And it is a great way. I agree with you with jamming, because you never know who you meet. Some people you kind of like, but maybe they'll hook up with other people and you hook up with other people. I know some bands have been started out of that. Great friendships, right? And it's just it's very cool how it all comes together, and it's just so fun to be able to have the gift that we have been given to play music and to play it together with a whole bunch of people. I've been in many jams where there's bystanders too, right? And they come and they listen and they just, they're just in awe because of that. We can sit there and play our instruments and sing songs together, like just like that. Mm-hmm. Right. And so that's why I say it's just such a gift that we've been given and that we can share it with so many people and entertain people with it as well.
I think what's really cool too, at the end of the night, sometimes they have the hat and everybody puts their name in, like musicians or singers, everybody puts their name in the hat and then they just pick and make bands with these, you know, it's like, I can't remember they call it, there's whatever.
Mexican hat dance.
Yeah. So no, they, but they just, so they just pick out names and then, okay, you guys go over here and you put something together. And then these guys go over there and put something together. And it's amazing.
Yeah. And it's, they like, did that at Plamond and January.
It was amazing. Yeah. People go up and never played with these people before. Yeah. And they just throw a song together. Which ones do you know? What do you play?
Yeah.
They play.
And let's go. Let's do it. Yeah.
That is such a cool idea. I like it's that. Really, I like that idea.
Yeah. My little town was pretty cool.
Yeah. They, yeah. They still are. Yeah.
Full of musicians.
Yes.
See, yeah, I want to start a festival here in Georgia. And I've said this before in the podcast, is my band, I think I told you, Danita, is called Yes Ma'am. Stands for Middle Aged Men. I love the, yes, and it's Southerner.
Isn't it awesome? Yes, ma'am.
So, I was like, okay, I didn't think about the name. I love funny names. That's why I asked about Sugar and Spice and the Dirt Road Angels. You guys, I love those names. And so I was like, all right, I'm going to see. I put Yes Ma'am in. And then I didn't realize there's like four or five other Yes Ma'am bands. Now, they're all spelled the right way. They spell it the right way with the M-A-A-M. Yeah. And so I was like, I'm going to start a Yes Ma'am festival. And the first one, I want to invite all the Yes Ma'am bands. And just had like a Yes Ma'am jam and play everything. But I would love to turn it into a thing like every year.
Yes Ma'am jam, like hello.
That would be awesome. And that's how things start. You just start doing it. And if you, like you say, you get all the Yes Ma'am bands and then people are going to think that's really cool. Mm-hmm. And then I know it will grow from there. Oh, you just have to start it.
Just the name.
Say Yes Ma'am.
Yeah.
So I told you I had a pen over here. We got to go back to your accordion. You play.
Oh,
accordion.
Yes.
You can't bring that out. I'm like, is there a, do you happen to have an accordion close by?
It's just downstairs.
But you gotta, you have to tell them the story behind our weird gals.
Oh yeah. There's that too. Yes. But, that was my first instrument when I was 8 years old. It's, my accordion is 60, almost 70 years old. It was my mom's accordion and I still have it. And, so that she had the accordion and I just had, I was singing at 5. And so at 8, you know, like there was accordion in the house. So I wanted to take accordion lessons. And then, 2 years later after that, I had friends that were taking guitar lessons and I was like, the accordion's not cool anymore. So I want to get into the guitar, but yeah. So I'm not a great accordion player cause I don't play it all the time. It's a keyboard accordion, 20 bass. So it's a small accordion. And yeah, like I don't play it very often. And the only time I really break it out is we were doing a thing, doing our Golis that I was talking about during the time COVID. When we're, yeah, that time. And we did, you know, you've heard of Weird Al Yankovic.
Oh, yeah.
Well, we did Weird Gals Yankin' It. Don't Google that.
don't Google
that. Yeah, because you might get a porn site. I don't know. But anyway. So we called ourselves we're Gals Yankin' It. And I played my accordion and we were doing, because we like to write a lot of parodies.
And we like
well.
To dress up.
Yeah.
So we dressed up with these long black wigs and really wacky colored shirts.
One lady thought it was really cool. And I thought, you're whacked. But yeah, we did that. And so that episode is also on our YouTube channel. So it's yeah,
it's weird.
We have long black wigs like Weird Al Yankovic wears, and you know his glasses. We found glasses like that, and we popped out the lenses and we put those on. Yeah. So at the beginning, I played some songs with the accordion. We also did Tequila Divas,
Yeah, we have
where we were like Mexican women, and I played a really bad Mexican hat dance. Really bad. Yeah.
So, like I said earlier, we like having fun.
Yes. So
we can be serious, but we can have fun.
Too. We can have fun too. Yeah.
Who wants to be serious? Serious is boring.
No, boring.
Fun is happy, and you know, you gotta just have fun in life.
Fun is in.
Yeah.
See, I have a song that I think you guys would kill. I like parody songs too. I wrote this song. I was walking in a Kroger. I don't know if you have Krogers there. Here it's a grocery store. You know, because it's a grocery store. I'm walking in a grocery store, and there's this guy walking in front of me, and he's sitting there and he has on his little tight skinny jeans. And he's wearing Crocs. No, he's in khaki shorts. I think and Crocs and vaping. And I'm like, where are all the men? And so I wrote a song called "Where Are All the Men." I'd love for you guys to look at it if you want to mess with it. And the first line is "John Wayne never wore skinny jeans."
I love it.
I have to send that to you guys.
Please do. Please.
You'd have to let me know if you'd want to do it like blues or country.
I don't care. However you want to do it. I got a
whatever comes to my mind. Yeah.
You have the melody or just the lyrics?
I've got everything. Yeah, I can send it to you. I play it at the end. I may have it where I record it on my phone, but like I said, I don't mind people changing my melody, my lyrics. You guys can get songwriting credits on it too. I don't care. It's just getting your song out there, and it's a funny song.
Yeah. And, the parodies are so fun.
Love it.
We've done.
I can't wait to hear it.
Instead of White Liar, we did it as a deep fryer.
Air fryer.
Air fryer. Yeah. Air fryer. Chicken turns out greasy every time.
Every little thing. Carlene Carter is now every little thing about shoes. About you.
Yeah. About shoes.
We've got parodies up our yin yang.
Yeah. Bad mushrooms on the rice.
You got it. You got it. You got it, Jesse.
Oh my God. I love you guys. You guys are hilarious. Let's get some more of your guys' music in because I have a feeling we're going to get really sidetracked. So what's the next song you guys want to share with everyone?
Let me see.
How many
great minds drink alike since we're always
exactly. Great minds drink alike. Yeah. So
get serious towards the
end. We actually don't talk about tequila in this song because it didn't fit. So we had to talk about whiskey and rye, which is pretty much the same thing. But it just fit. So, there was a movie called.
No,
that was a good one.
The saying is great minds think alike.
Yeah.
So. And I had come up with that change. I know there's so many. I didn't realize there's a whole lot of titles, song titles out there the same.
Yes.
Yeah.
I didn't know that. No. But we wrote this one anyway. Yes. So, great minds
drink alike. So it's just a
fun
song.
I'm going to mute us and play it. Just give me a thumbs up when you hear it or take a shot.
I love.
5 o'clock somewhere.
Because great minds drink alike.
That's such a danceable song. You guys are so funny. I really wish I could do video sometimes because this, my internet sucks.
Our bopping.
Yeah, yep. Exactly. Right. Great minds drink alike, clinking our glasses.
Yep. And that shows how much you guys love what you do. And it comes across in the songs. It's, yep.
Yeah.
It's so catchy. It's, you guys, I'm sitting listening to the melody so good. It's singable. It's stuff that you can remember. And got I it. Could. They had that stuff with bro country. People have a hard time. They need like a girl country kind of bro country kind of feel. And that's what it is.
There's bro country and then there's
bra country.
Bra country.
There you go.
Don't use that one because we're writing something about the
bra country. But thank you for the compliment. Yeah, we appreciate that.
Of course. That's the kind of music that people need to hear. It's fun. It's like the stuff they have on now. There's a lane for everything. People can have their own opinions of what they want. But
yeah,
good times, good humor. It's just that's what people need to hear.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
have fun and just uplift people and and then that's what we do at our shows too, right? We just we interact with the fans or the people there all the time, and there's, we always get compliments after a show that you guys are so fun and people buy us a lot of tequila
and then we're even more fun.
Okay, so we mentioned tequila a lot on this guy's show. So it's not brought to you by tequila, but if any tequila brand wants to reach out, we will take sponsors.
Sponsors.
So what is your brand of tequila?
It depends. Well, okay.
Make our own.
Yes, we won't share our recipe.
No, we're not going to share the recipe, but
we have a recipe for a spicy tequila and a recipe for a sugar tequila. Sweet tequila. Sugar. Yeah, sugary tequila. Sugar. Sugar and spice. Yes.
Correct.
And we had a celebration party for our award win, and we had an awesome turnout. I was trying to find the word to say there.
It was pretty awesome.
Standing
room only.
Yeah. Yes. And it was in a bar, and it's a lady that always supports us, and she's very good at supporting a lot of musicians and things in the community. And she said, "Hey, how about we have a celebration party at my, venue. My bar?" Yeah. So, we had our sugar and spice drinks that night, and it was $5 a shot, and holy moly. And people were buying us sugar and spice shots. Yeah.
And
so
I have to say, they were darn tasty. Yes. The spicy tequila was what? Wicked.
Well, and see, and it came about from another time where.
Oh, yeah.
This is Dr. D, and I'm Sexy Shelly, her assistant. And we came up with these recipes with tequila one day. Once again, drinking lots of tequila. Okay, we're not alcoholics. We just like to have fun. So,
and I even have the stethoscope and the white coat.
Yes, she did, and the gloves. So we came up with these recipes.
Bend over.
And
bleep.
No, you said it. I was going to say it.
So we came up with these recipes just on the fly.
It was so fun.
So
I got to tell them the story though, a little bit expanding. I live in an apartment building, which I am a caretaker for,
mm-hmm.
and it's only 6 units, but one apartment just above me was empty. And so it was COVID times and we didn't have anywhere to record, like to do any videos and have our fun. And so
we set up
the cat's out of the bag. We set up upstairs to do some of these YouTube videos.
Yeah. So
that was one of them.
Yeah, so we never write a script. in all of our videos that we do. We never write a script. It may take many takes. That's the thing about the nice thing about technology these days and digital. You just go delete, start again. So, yeah.
And I like I told you earlier, I have a radio face. So I really
She's so silly.
Like to be on camera all that much.
But no, she doesn't. But I've gotten her on camera.
If I put a character, like if I just dress up Halloween, that's the best time to wear a mask.
But to get back to the root of your question, what kind of tequila?
Okay, because I forgot the question already. I forgot.
She will remember. I will remember.
Sorry. For just, you know, like shooting tequila, really, you know, like just not on ice or anything, we like to drink the Jose Especial. There are times where we've gone to Mexico and come back and the Don Ramon is really good.
Don Julio.
Yes, and Julio.
Jose is good.
Yes.
But it has to be gold.
Yes, has to be gold. No silver. Blanco is only to mix with margaritas. It's not to be sipped or shot. Only reposado and añejos. And I have a favorite that's called Casamigos that is really good on ice to be sipped.
This is our podcast material. You're exactly. Using it all up.
No. There's many brands out there. What's that other one? Alejo. I always say that.
Sounds
name
like
wrong.
A swear word, but.
But we get it in Mexico. And now, okay, we can get it in Mexico when we go down there. But to buy it in Canada, when we buy a bottle in Mexico, it's what, $17, maybe $20 US? We'll pay $55 here in Canadian. Yeah. So wow.
What are you?
We pay a lot in taxes here. Yeah.
What's your favorite drink? Like yes. you mentioned the.
The Lynchburg. Yeah, it's got Jack Daniels and Triple yes. Sec. And I usually use mix. If I'm drinking straight, which I don't really drink straight much anymore, but it would be Captain Morgan. I love Captain Morgan.
Oh, yes. I used to drink that.
I even do. If there's no if there is no tequila in
then
the
we
house,
do Captain Morgan.
I will do the Captain.
Yeah.
Or Southern Comfort. You get Southern Comfort. some Southern Comfort and Dr. Pepper, and them are really good too.
Southern Comfort and Dr. Pepper.
Southern Comfort is another one.
Yeah. We drink our straight.
Yeah. I used to bartend, and my bassist, Jordan, he was telling me a story about one time he went to a bar and he asked for a Flamin' Dr. Pepper. And it's a real drink. It's basically, it's a mug of beer and then you take 151 and you put it around the rim and then you light it on fire. That's the drink. They call it Flamin' Dr. Pepper. And amaretto. It's got amaretto in it too. And it does taste like a Dr. Pepper. And he's telling me a story about like he went to some club and he kept asking this guy, I want a Flamin' Dr. Pepper. He's, man, we can't serve you that here. And so, okay, I want a Flamin' Dr. And he went on for like four or five different times because he was so drunk. So I actually made him one and his dad. He told me the next day his dad had never talked to his wife that much until he had that Flamin' Dr. Pepper. He got so
drunk. Nicely done, sir.
That was it. I've got drinking stories. You talk about mixing tequila. I was maybe 20. I might have been 20. And I was mixing all these drinks. I had a party at the house. I was living by myself. I'm probably younger than that because I wasn't married yet. I got married young because I had a kid and I had to take care of him. So he wasn't born. I'd be maybe 19. And I decided to mix all of these drinks together. Tequila was part of it. It was Mountain Dew, tequila. I don't even remember what was in it.
Everybody.
But it got collaborated and it got hard. And it ended up tasting like if you somebody put a cup of wet noodles in there.
Oh.
Yeah, it was gross. I drank it and I ended up, I don't remember much, but I woke up outside under the porch the next morning. I have no idea how I got there.
You know, that reminds me of, who's the comedian?
Jim Brewer. Do you know of Jim Brewer, the Mm-mm. comedian?
Mm-mm, I don't think so.
If you don't, we need to share that video.
Well, you could YouTube Jim Brewer, and it's B-R-U-E-R. And just put Jim Brewer tequila. He tells a story about a party in his stomach.
It's the best.
It's so good.
Ever. Yeah. You will laugh. Yeah. So hard.
Yeah.
Promise.
It might remind you of that situation you just told us about.
Yeah. That's, I can remember my dad got drunk one day and he came to see me at the house. He was so drunk. And this, if you ever seen somebody that drinks a lot, that takes a Tums, do you know what happens?
Oh,
oh no. Yeah. It's like an explosion of like, if you put a one of those Mentos into a Coke.
Oh,
as soon as he got so sick, as soon as he took that Tums, I swear it took maybe 10 seconds. And he's like, uh-oh. And he got so sick.
Oh, gross.
Oh.
Like a volcano.
Yeah, foaming at the mouth. Yeah.
See, I'm gonna start a new drinking podcast. What happens? Stupid stories from getting drunk.
Our podcast has to have a lot of, we're gonna interview you for sure.
Yeah, exactly.
You need to save those stories for the podcast.
Yep, I will. I've got more of them too. Like I said,
fun job.
I had a baby at 19, so you know there's a drunk story that leads to that. Anyway, let's get you guys one more song and we'll do some more stuff afterwards too. But I want to at least get three songs from you guys in.
Okay. Like,
so the last song, what you want to share with everyone?
We want to share our award-winning song, A Different Kind of Rush. All right. This is another song. This is one that Danita had started from years ago and brought to the writing table, so to speak. And we messed around with it. And one day I was listening to some Tune Designer tracks. And like the song was unfinished. We knew we wanted to finish it, but the melody just wasn't feeling right. And then we were listening to some Tune Designer tracks and I went, oh my God, I know the lyrics that will fit this perfectly. And it was this song, A Different Kind of Rush. We had to write a bridge.
Yeah. And that was.
And drive over it.
Yeah. Well, I was driving to Arizona. My husband and I were driving to Arizona and we were going to record with her husband in the motorhome.
Yeah. My husband always records the vocals for us.
So we needed a bridge. So I wrote the bridge on the way to Arizona. And then when I got there, we recorded it.
Yeah. Because I had recorded me singing the lyrics to the track. And I said, but, oh my God, this is it. and I sent it to her. And it, like she said, they were coming down. She wrote the bridge on the way down. And then we recorded it, our vocals in the motorhome.
And then sent it to Tune Designer and the rest is
They then they do all the mix, final mix and everything. And so at the 9th annual International Josie Music Awards, award show is from a mom and daughter that started it. They just wanted to do something for independent artists of all genres. And this year was at the Grand Ole Opry. So we just couldn't believe it when they said our name. And
you've always said, I just want to be able to stand on the stage and perform on that stage.
You know?
We didn't perform, but we're definitely in the circle.
In the circle. We got to go and accept our award for this song called A Different Kind of Rush.
Lovers in
Here you go.
I think Danita ran out of wine.
She did. She wanted to drink mine.
Do you guys share like the lead part singing, or do you guys, who does it more?
You read my mind.
She just asked me, do you think he'll know the difference when we switch off?
Yeah.
Well, that one I sang the full lead to, yeah. But some of the songs we switch back and forth.
We'll switch even in the choruses. Yeah.
Like one of the songs that we recorded was a cover song by the Sweethearts of the Rodeo.
Yeah.
Midnight. I like them.
Yeah. And they were sisters. So like their blend was just so amazing. And I think we did a pretty good job.
Yeah, we did.
We didn't switch off on that one.
No, we didn't. But like A Good Lie. She sings the first verse and does the choruses, but at the end of the chorus, we switch again and I'm singing the last line and she's singing the harmony. Yeah.
Whatever
falls into place or whatever. But yeah, sometimes I listen, I go, who's singing what?
Yeah. I can't tell because it blends so much. I mean, if I dig down, I probably could. I'll just listen for the tequila talking and I know. But like when Alan was with the band, he would sing like some of the older stuff, and his voice and mine are completely different. Like I sing all the stuff now because he's not here. He left, did his own thing, but he has like an R&B style voice. Mine is not. So you can completely tell when we're doing different, right? And we harmonized on a song one time, actually on two, but one of them hadn't been released. One of them we did, and it was called The Moment. And I'm not a big fan of 3/4 just because it gets me when I try to play it. The timing of it will throw me off if I'm not, because I don't count. I hear it. I'm listening for changes in the drum or bass, whatever it is, I listen for it. And so I played it for my wife and she started laughing. I'm like, why are you laughing? She goes, it sounds like a gay marriage song. Because it sounds like I'm singing to him, because you can hear my voice. it's two guys harmonizing about dancing. It's like, well, I don't have a female singer in the band. What am I going to do?
Do your own harmony.
You know what? I did that in my last song that I released by myself. I did my own harmony. I got to go do it. Yeah, because I could do, like, I did the low, and I don't have a high voice, but I can go really low. And so I'm like singing the regular, and I'm kind of make it match, and then like a little bit higher and a little bit lower, and I just kind of blend it. And I thought it sounded pretty cool. And it's like, oh, what effect is that? It's like, it's not an effect. That's just me doing it in three different versions.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Exactly. It's so neat when we can layer our own voice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd let you guys hear that at the end. We'll play that for you. I know when my Jordan, my bassist, he's like you guys. I guess he would be probably my sugar. I'm probably the spice. But he's been with me since the beginning, since Yes Ma'am started, and now he was friends. His wife was friends with my wife, and now me and him became friends. And if he tries to harmonize with me, he cannot sing. He just can't do it, you know, because like when I'm doing When Doves Cry, if I do a cover, he'll like ca-ca in the middle of the song to try to throw me off. But we were in here playing Free Fall and just kind of shitting around, and he hit the harmony. It sounded so good. I was like, let's try Seven Bridges Road. And then he started thinking about it, and it was like, I was like, no, okay, you're done. Yes, there's a video of us. I don't know if it's still up on YouTube. We were at a venue playing When Doves Cry, and we had a slide guitar, and he caused during it. Like, oh my God.
There's times when you caca and there's times when you don't.
I know it's coming, so sometimes it'll catch me and I'll completely start laughing and I'll mess up. But again, it's having fun. Other times it's not. There's also a video of him. We did Rascal Flatts, What Hurts the Most, and he's just messing around with his bass. And he's like looking at the camera and he's dancing and he's grooving and he's making faces. And like I said, it's got to have fun. It's music. It's not serious. If you're taking it serious, you're in the wrong place.
Yeah.
Oh, man, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Well, I want to thank you, ladies, for coming on the show. We're not done yet. You know that I have some questions that we ask at the end. Dina knows. I don't know if she told you or not. But
I remember, maybe I drank too much.
It's a 20 question kind of game from the Wheel of Death I have on my phone.
Memory.
Wait, I need to stop for a lipic.
Oh, we always call lipstick lipic.
And that's a huge size.
There is a video that is out with this little girl and her, she's got red lipstick, like up to hair and all around, right? All around her lips, except on her lips. And her dad is asking her, you know, like, what did you do? And, you know, it's like, she's putting her makeup on. Like, she's got this little sweet voice. It's so cute. If you YouTube a little girl lipic.
From Home Depot.
Home Depot. Like Home Depot.
Okay.
Then, yeah, that's what she calls Home Depot. Is he asks her, where did you get your lipic? And she goes, from Home Depot.
Yeah.
So ever since we've heard this, we call our lipstick lipic.
And this looks like a glue stick, actually.
Yeah, it does.
You had a glue stick. I was like, you better stop her. She might have drank too much. That's glue. She's putting glue on her.
I did this one time at a gig and somebody had almost had a heart attack. They were like, what in the world are you using? Like, that's glue.
That's glue, yeah.
I don't want to hold my glass, so I'm just going to glue it right here.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
Take just shots.
I think I'm getting a reputation. Oh, my God.
So before we get into those questions, tell everybody where they can find you at, ladies, all your social medias, everything you want to find you.
Okay. Our website is sugarandspiceduo.com. We are also on Instagram because there's so many sugar and spices out there. Our handle is sugar and spice number 36. And then on Facebook, we're sugar and spice music, the number one, because so many sugar and spices. YouTube, it's of course, it's all sorts of different numbers and stuff now for our YouTube handle. But if you go to our website, we have, all the links there as well, link tree, and just click on that. And then you get all the links even to where our music is available on, Apple Music, Spotify, Amazon, all those digital platforms that our music is available on. If you are a CD lover and love to have his autographed CD, you can go to our website, sugarandspiceduo.com, and you can purchase a CD right from our website, and we'd be happy to autograph it and mail it to you. Yes. So
I like CDs. Yeah. I wish more people had CDs instead. I bet it goes digital now. I have a buddy, he sells like digital cards, like download cards at his show.
Yeah.
And they just go buy them. I'm like, that's pretty cool. It's a good idea, but I'm a big CD person. I like remember the old days, you open them and you read the lyrics and you'd read the
exactly.
Us too.
Yeah, that's where we are. So we were actually just talking about that this afternoon because of our age. We're late 50s. Yeah. But our demographic is people our age, 50s and 60s. And everybody still loves to have a CD. And I was saying, you know, well, our demographic, we're still going to be around for 20, maybe 30 years, right? So, you know, like that's where we're discussing that. We have some songs like Different Kind of Rush that is not on a CD. And yet we've had people asking for that. And so when we have some more singles released, then I guess we do another like a compilation CD and put those songs on there so that people can buy that at our shows. Say that 10 times really fast. Yeah. So to buy CDs, and we're like that too. I have a tote full of CDs from friends who are independent artists. I love to be able to look in there and like the albums where you knew who the producer was, who actually wrote the song.
The lyrics.
Yeah.
The
lyrics, like it, huge. You don't get that all that information anymore. Right. So yeah. So we'll still do a CD and sell that to our fans.
Graphic.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
What's the best selling merch that you have?
Oh, our koozies.
Our koozies.
You know what you guys should make? Sugar and spice shot glasses.
We already had this idea.
Yes, they're expensive.
To make.
To get glass. Plastic ones are okay, but, you know, you gotta be able to, you know, ting, clink. You know, clink. And so the glass ones, we would have to sell them for a big price, but we have done it where I've designed it where, you know, I just take a picture of a shot glass and then with graphics, you know, like on Canva or something, put sugar and spice on them. People are like, oh my God, I'd buy that. So I just don't know how much people would pay for them.
But our koozies sold.
Yes. Yeah. Great Minds Drink Alike. They're a camouflage koozie that say Great Minds Drink Alike. So you can cover up your beer can, your cooler, whatever.
They can't see it because it's camouflage.
That's right. They don't see what's
dun-dun-dun.
Yeah, but the sugar, the shot glasses, definitely because of the tequila and everything. I think once we get the podcast going, it'll be a really good seller.
Yeah.
You can get them for like the, you know, the people of Dixie Cups. They're all cheap and disposable. Get the little red shot glasses or pink shot glasses and put sugar and spice on it. It's probably not as expensive.
Homemade. Yeah.
Homemade, yeah.
Homemade sugar and spice.
Red green. The red green.
The red green version.
The Christmas edition of sugar and spice.
There you go. One green, one red.
See, I have, here you go. So I'm going to show you something that I designed that I'm trying to get off the ground. Because I love sports. We talked about stuff like that. And I'm like, there's got to be something that you can do for singer, songwriter, independent artists that you could sell that wouldn't be too expensive. It's not too expensive to make. This is a trading card of my band.
A trading card?
A trading card. So it's like a actual, I made it from Tops just to kind of get an idea for it, just to mess around. Yeah. And I want to do this for local artists. And what it would be is like you'd have like your picture, whatever picture you want on front, and then have like a little QR code that would take a link to your music or wherever you wanted the link to go, your link tree. And then you'd have a bio on your back of you know, the band or whatever you wanted to do. And you could sell them to, you know, somebody tips you, give them a card because the cards cost, I think the cards for the distributor I got, you guys would just be like 50 cents a card. So it doesn't cost her a dollar card. I can't remember now. I'd look at the numbers, but it would be something that's very easy to just kind of hand out. And then I wanted to get it and take it to local venues here and sell it and like sell it package. I'd package it. So like you have like a pack of five singer songwriters and it'd be mixed up. So they'd have you be in there with other bands and independent artists and sell them to them and let them kind of have like maybe whatever. There's a lot of different things I thought about too, but I love stuff like that, ideas.
Yeah. Yeah. So is it, it's just a bit bigger than a business card then.
Yeah. And it, and you can, like I said, it's just, if you ever seen trading cards
like that.
Yeah. Okay. This was what the band used. I was kind of blurry cause I got it, but it's.
Yeah. Get a reflection there. Okay, yeah. Cool.
So that's the old picture of the band. Like Alan's not with us. James moved to Texas. So I have to redo it. You mentioned Josie earlier. I've got Mike and Tom who are new in the band. Tom, songwriter, he was at the Josie Awards. I think he was Tom Bender. And then there's a lady that I wrote a song with. Her name is Jana Jennings. She's there at the Josie Awards too.
Okay.
And then
a lot of people there. Yes,
a lot. They keep asking me to do it and come. I was like, well, I will, but I get so busy I forget.
Well, we're planning on next year. It's
It's the 10th anniversary next year.
I'm gonna apply for it. So tell people about that, because do you have to apply or something, right? Or do you sign up for Josie? What is it?
You just have to go on their website, and they have all the categories, and then they have the the word menopause brain. That's not the word.
Menopause brain. Oh, man, I don't have that.
Yeah. So they have what the criteria is for every category. And then they have the form right on their website to submit. So you're applying. And then they have a panel of judges that go through. And then those panel of judges decide whether you're nominated or not in that category.
Okay. That's really cool.
Oh, it's really easy.
It's fair, too.
Yeah, it's fair. You know, like we say, like we're part of the Alberta Country Music Association. There's the Canadian Country Music Association, just like there's the Country Music Association in the States. And I'm sure every state has one or whatever. But it's always the membership that votes on every category. And this is what we like about Josie, is it's not a membership. So you don't have friends going, you know, like, well, I'm not going to vote for them, right? it's people, it's nonpartisan judges that are voting on your, whether you get nominated or not, and deciding who's the winner. So that's what we really like about it too.
Yeah. That's what I like about the ad too. Cause when you guys, when the episodes come out, like I said, all this is pre-recorded. So I'll let you know, Third Angels come out. And then I think you guys like maybe two after that. So always put it into my weekly top 10 countdown. So what I do for that, if you didn't know, is each week I do a countdown of top 10 that people vote through. And then I add four each week. And then it kind of, it's a cycle repeats every week. And it's shared to multiple radio stations. And if you last 12 weeks, because it's all fan-based vote, if you last 12 weeks, then you get to officially retire. And they have like a featurette from a Miami radio station lady. She runs it in Paris. Her name is Muriel. And she'll do a featurette on you, and you get to send your music, and she plays it. And it's a good way to get exposure. And I do all styles. I love different types of music. This is kind of my way to help everybody. So you guys will hear it when it comes out.
Yeah, that's so cool.
No, and we appreciate people like yourself that do this, and to, you know, that love music and are
musicians
and musicians and encouraging other independent artists and getting the word out there. Mm-hmm. And all these kind of platforms, we are always grateful for them. So thank you so much, Jesse.
Sure. I'm a songwriter. I push just like you guys do. I finally got a cut. I got my first cut. I was like, yes, I'm so happy. I'm so proud. So it is coming out soon. It's a blues song. So
right on. Congrats. Yes.
Thank you.
Great minds talk alike.
Great minds drink alike. All right. So here's the Wheel of Death that I got. It's blurry, so you can't see. Basically, I just spin it.
Yeah.
It's random questions.
It's a random. Oh, boy.
Ta-da.
Who would play you in the movie of your life?
Who would play me?
Who would play you in the movie of your life?
Like a current.
Dolly Parton. She's still alive.
She's still alive. I was going to say Loretta Lynn, but she's passed. Who play me as a a celebrity right now?
I know. Hold on.
Trisha Yearwood. No, she's not an actress.
Hang on. Somebody sent me.
And this is why I edit stuff down.
Exactly. Nope. Right. All this blah, blah, blah. Nobody wants to listen to that.
Miss Congeniality? What was her name?
Sandra Bullock. Oh, yes. Sandra Bullock could do. Yes. She could do you.
I do her. No, I mean,
I would too. Don't worry about it. You can get a.
Yeah, she would be my fave.
Who could do me? Who could do me? I don't know.
You said Trisha Yearwood.
Yeah, but she doesn't act. Yeah.
I don't know. You're a tough one. Girl.
I am a tough one. Yes.
We'll go with Rebecca De Mornay.
Just pass.
Rebecca.
What? Pass. What did he say?
Rebecca
De Mornay. Yep. Do you guys know who she is?
Just haven't seen her in a long time.
She was in Hand That Rocks a Cradle. But you probably remember her in Risky Business.
We're going to check that out.
Yes, I got to Google her.
Yep.
Yeah, because it's not registering right now. Oh. Yes. Yeah, Rebecca.
Spin that wheel.
I'm like Drew Carey on The Price is Right, because he used to be Bob Barker. What's the best advice you've ever received?
Listen to those that know better than you. That have experience. That's my mom. No.
That's your ma. Yeah. Just be myself. Yeah.
Good one.
Good one. Yeah.
You win that.
Be myself. Like, don't hide behind anything. Just be myself and do what I do. Yeah.
Point goes to Shelly.
That's
sorry, Danita. What's one secret you kept from your parents?
One.
I was a goody two shoes.
Oh, I was not.
That's why I'm such a rebel now.
Oh my God. One secret. There are several. Oh yeah.
I used to
sneak out of the house and go and party it up at a bush party.
You Win Again.
That's a song. Mary Chapin Carpenter, You Win Again. My goodness. Oh, yeah. There was lots of drinking parties. I got even while my parents were on holidays and my older sister and brother were home, left home alone, and we had house parties.
What a badass you are. Holy shit.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I was. Yeah.
So I think we figured who's Spice.
What's that?
I think we figured out who's Spice then.
Yeah. I got married at 16. So, like, I didn't have any
wealth. No, she wasn't out partying. No.
Kind of living it up now.
Yes, you are. Yeah. But no, I was since about the age of 14. Yeah. I blame it on my older brother and sister.
Sure. Blame it on somebody.
Yeah.
See, they put a cactus under my sister's window. She couldn't sneak out.
Oh my. Oh, well, we didn't have those in Canada.
Oh, that's good.
Tripwire.
I remember one time, I actually told my mom later when I told her after I'd moved out and she was older, but I was 16, 17, and I was looking for money. And I was like, I'm going to see what mama has in her little purse, her little change purse. So I went in there to get it and a joint fell out. I was like, oh shit. And so I freaked out. Instead of putting it back, I flushed it. And then she goes running through. She's like running through the house, very panicky. She's like looking for something. I know what she's looking for because it fell out. She goes, Jesse. I was like, what? Never mind. And so
she wouldn't share that with you.
She couldn't ask me if I saw her joint.
That's a great story.
That sounds like my sister, my older sister. She did that. She misplaced a bag of weed in the house and she was frantically looking for it. My mom and dad are like, what are you looking for? And she goes, just something, you know, right? And but my parents kind of knew that. She did. My dad was a truck driver in the oil field. So there was a lot of guys who smoked dope there, right? So he knew what it was. And he said, you looking for your bag of electric lettuce?
You wacky tobacky.
Wacky tobacky, Mary Jane. Yeah, all that stuff. Yeah.
One of my songs came from that episode. It was... My cousin came up after my ex had left. And so he's hanging out. I'm having a party here at the house and he's getting high and I don't smoke, but I'm sitting there next to him. So I got contacted and my song, I wrote two songs that night. One was called Cotton Candy Weed and the other was called Pretty in the Dark. And
I heard Pretty. It's good.
Oh, wow. I like that.
Well, then that Pretty in the Dark, that's what it came from. That song 15 years ago, the idea, the title, I was like, I'm gonna make this into an actual song. But yeah, that's the idea came from that very thing right there. All right, a couple more questions for you guys.
Okay, spin that wheel.
I gotta win one.
Yeah, goody two shoes.
Goody two shoes. Yes.
What's the soundtrack of your life?
Oh boy.
Oh wow, that is. That's a loaded question.
Can I tell you tomorrow? I'll email you. We'll see how today goes.
Soundtrack. Think of a movie soundtrack.
Of my life.
Of your life.
It's not over yet. So.
Straight Tequila Night?
Yeah.
You know me so well. Only after a few interviews, you know so well.
Tequila makes her clothes fall off, right? Which one?
Every tequila song out there.
Thank
you. Yeah.
I think Miranda Lambert and I would like we
yeah.
Miranda Lambert. She could be
Oh
him.
Yes. Oh.
She could be her. There you go, founder.
Yeah, there you go. Yep. Soundtrack. Oh my.
Your turn.
Tequila. I don't know. There's so many. There's so many. Yeah.
Smoking in a boy's room.
Oh, there you go. Thank you. Yes, yes. I did do that.
Good.
I was a rebel in school.
There you go. Rebel yell.
Yeah.
So good. Next. What's the next one? Those are fun. I want one of those. We need you that did, for a podcast.
Yes, you got those cards that you can pull out.
Remember? Your wine may be stuffy.
Oh, it's stuffy.
Yeah,
it's stuffy.
What's a hidden talent? we know a lot about you. We've been talking to you guys for an hour and a half. So now you got to say, what don't we know about you guys?
What's a hidden talent? A hidden talent.
I have scissors and I can cut Danita, up a shirt.
Danita's scissor hands. Yes, she can.
That's on a limited budget, and I can whip an outfit up without sewing it. I could just sew.
We have what you call value villages here.
Like Goodwills.
So we call it Value Village. So it sounds classier. And this girl is a Value Village.
Or Goodwill shopper.
Yes, shopper. And she can take stuff off the rack and she can go, oh, well, I can cut this and I can do this. And
I have a vision.
She does. She's very good at that. Yeah.
And I have to on my budget. And just the way it goes, you know?
Do, yes.
I think music needs to pay more.
Yeah, it sure does.
Right? Like, I can't keep doing this. I need my
outfits. For me, I actually can, I actually teach, I used to teach vocals and guitar.
It's not hidden.
And it's not hidden, but I can coach people. I can coach people to take them from, you know, like being timid and not being able to perform on a stage to taking them so that I had students that I was able to do that with where they were like, I'd never perform on a stage or whatever. And I can coach people. I'm also an author of a book. Yes. And I lost my oldest daughter to cancer 15 years ago. And so I wrote about my
experience,
my journey through the time that she was diagnosed to after her passing. So I've been actually helping other people that want to write books about their losses and stuff as well. So I can coach people and help people.
So give a shout out for your book in case somebody wants to go read that. I have
to hear it. It's called I Lost My Child to Cancer, A Mother's Story from Diagnosis to Loss. And it's I used to have it available on platforms or whatever, but I don't anymore. It's been a few years. And so if people wanted to order it, they could just email me or like at sugarandspicemusic1@gmail.com, or they can email shelly.dubois1@gmail.com. Shelly, Shelley, dubois, the number 1@gmail.com, if they would like a copy of that.
Okay. Yes. Got one more question for you ladies, and then we'll talk a little bit off air. What's the weirdest trend you ever participated in?
Trend. Just any kind of trend?
Sure, any kind of trend. You guys might be like me and we don't do trends, kind of too old to do trends.
No, I'm not trendy.
Is that like a slang for train? Trend. Never got on a train. No,
I don't think it was weird, but just the big hair thing in the 90s.
Trend.
That wasn't a weird trend, was it?
I don't know. I never had big hair in the 90s.
Oh, well, I did.
I had elephant pants, I guess, in school. I don't know if that counts.
Like, yeah.
I don't wear those.
Yeah, I don't think so. Yeah, I'm not a person who, I'm pretty classic. I like, I don't fall into trends.
You're just like the cool kid anyway.
That's
like,
right. I'm just cool so kids. Cool, right? Yeah, we're pretty classic.
We're the leaders. We're not the followers.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Lead, follow, or get out of the way, right?
Yeah. Oh man.
Well, thank you ladies for coming on the show. I've had much fun. I know I could talk to you guys for 3-4 hours.
Yeah, I know, right?
So much fun.
We should have grabbed another glass of wine. You could have had a Lynchburg.
Yep.
Yeah.
I know how to make them. Like I said, one of my favorite drinks, and I didn't mention this earlier, is I love mojitos, but it's got to be done right.
Oh, those are good.
Yes, they are.
I have had those and they are good.
I have a little story about mojitos.
Oh, let's go. I have one too, but this ladies first.
Okay, give her.
Well, another girlfriend and I used to live on Vancouver Island. It's on the west coast of Canada. Okay. And a girlfriend and I down there, we went to this one restaurant and we thought we'd try these mojitos. And so we just loved them so much that we thought, well, let's start making them, right? And and so,
I already know where this is going.
So we were getting a lot of mint that are in. So we were putting a lot of mint in our drinks. And Jen, yeah she knows Jen. Oh. And so one day we phoned each other and she said, do you got the shits?
Oh, no.
And I'm going, yeah, like what the hell, right? So then we read up on mint and a lot of mint in mojitos is a great laxative, apparently.
Wow.
Yeah, I try to make my own mojitos. I will never do that again.
No? So what happened with yours?
Well, I didn't have any sugar. So I used the mint instead of sugar, and I had the same issues too. But
yeah. Oh, wow. Yeah, it cleans you out real good.
The best mojito I ever had was in Cherokee, North Carolina. There's the casinos. And so they made a blueberry mojito. So they would muddle the blueberries in with the mint and had the sugar on the rim and everything. It was so delicious. It was so great. I love that stuff. And I remember drinking there, and there they had a karaoke bar, and their karaoke was different. It was a live band. So you would go up there and you tell them what song you wanted to play, and the band would play it and you would sing, and they had the words come up and then you could kind of follow the band. My kids, I have twins that are 14 years old. I've got videos of them, I think, or pictures anyway. They were maybe 4 or 5 years old at the time, got on stage and sang karaoke with a full band.
Wow.
And cool. Gibson did Radioactive by Imagine Dragons, and Cheyenne did Field of Gold or Heart of Gold. I think it's Field of Gold. She got up there and sang, and they both got up there and sang in the casino in front of everybody at like 4 or 5 years old.
Cool.
Yeah, very cool. I love That's your son's really name, cool. Gibson.
Yep. Named after my guitar, obviously.
Yes, yes.
Oh, that's very cool.
But thank you, ladies, again for coming on the show.
Thank you, Jesse. We so had much. A great time, and we sure appreciate you interviewing independent artists and giving us a voice.
Yeah,
of course. So we'll talk a little bit off air, but everybody, this is the Georgia Songbirds, and that was Sugar and Spice, and they're going to leave it to you to decide which one is which. But after talking to for an hour and a half, I think you can kind of figure out which one is.
Is it really an hour?
Thank you again, ladies.
Thank you.